right, good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is 47 degrees and pretty sunny here in upstate New York. Spring has definitely sprung. My nasal passages are beginning to swell as the tree buds start to open. But it is spring, so it makes me very happy. And I hope that most of you, except for those poor souls in Colorado, are no longer buried under snow. So where do we leave off on Friday? Sorry I wasn't here yesterday, but kids were off, and it was Pops' birthday weekend, so we had some stuff to do. Where do we leave off on Friday? We titled the show 21st Century Medicine, Wearables, Nanobots, and Hawking's Warning. Looked at all kinds of fun things. We had been on the Regina Duggan kick from the day before, looking at how Regina Duggan had gone from DARPA to Google to now Facebook, to suck Facebook into the machine as well and bring them into the fold to enable them to use their new technologies such as Oculus Rift to enslave all their users. And yeah, that is pretty much what they're doing. Collecting information, using us as guinea pigs with and sometimes even without our knowledge to be able to collect statistics and real-time information that can be used to create mad science gone mad. Now, I know that sounds a little lunatic, but it's not. And today, I think we're going to spend a lot of time looking at the Brain Project and some of these different little bits and pieces that have been fitting together for me. you know, when we were looking at Regina Duggan, one of Regina Duggan's big things that we discovered she was responsible for at Google. And it's interesting how things are spinning out now for commercialized products with small little startups with wearable clothing. And yeah, I said that the last time. Clothing should always be wearable. I meant wearable computing, where they've now come up with a new technique for producing the circuits that allow it to be way more stretchable so it can integrate into your clothing without any major issues. We read a story on, I don't know if it was Friday, it might have been Friday, talking about how now they can weave antennas right in with these micro thin fibers as they're weaving the material. Regina Duggan, when she was at DARPA, had a project called Project Jacquard. And with that project, they were working on trying, and at that point it was just basically turning your arm, your jacket arm, into a touchpad. I just saw something the other day. Actually, let me hit my page. So this is beyond frightening. I mean, we had just been talking not even a year ago about Project Jacquard and turning your jacket arm into a touchpad for your computer. Well, I saw a story the other day where they literally now can turn your skin into part of the computer. This one happens to be ultra-thin electronic skin, turns your body into an LED screen. And this looks like one of those little wearable electronic tattoos. And we're going to get into that today. I queued up Regina Duggan talking about this technology and how it interacts. My dad and I this weekend actually watched that and dug into some of the swallowable token pills that she had talked about. And that stuff is already in production and being sold through your doctor, mind you, is a great way to be able to monitor and, you know, keep yourself healthy. The swallowable electronic pill that tracks bags and tags, everything. Now, here's an interesting thing. We've looked at this before. The Internet of Things is the next coming, the next evolution of the Internet. You know, they started telling us how great this Internet of Things was going to be because we'd have a smart fridge that could tell us when our milk went bad. You know, right? We'll have the smart thermostat who will always know whether it's too hot or too cold. It'll be able to adjust your temperature based upon when you're awake, when you're sleeping, when you're at work, save you money, and it doesn't have to be programmed. It can just sense when you're home. As soon as you're walking in the door or maybe I don't know. We could have it set up with your GPS coordinates in the future to be able to identify when you've left the building. The house could then see that and go, okay, let's turn the heat up because she is on her way home. The promise of convenience is what is selling us out to the Internet of Things. But, we looked at self-driving cars and how wonderful that's going to be all in the name of climate change. None of us need to have our own individual vehicle because, damn, they're so expensive. And, then you have to maintain them and you put that dirty gas in there. So we're all just going to share cars, call them self-driving Google cars. And, each of those cars will be on the Internet of Things again. So you can look at a real-time map and say, look, there's a Google car not too far away. Let's push that button and get them here in 5 minutes or less and run to the grocery store. We're going to have our human body on the Internet of Things as well. And that's the one part that disturbs me probably more than anything that we've discussed, because not only is it going to be you, the whole individual, that will be bink an Internet of Things, a thing on the internet, maybe, but it'll be every cell in your body. And as we started digging into some of these new treatments, I mean, it just seems so amazing how now all these treatments involve some sort of nanoparticle or nanobots that will be able to cure you. All it's got to do is get into your blood, cross that blood-brain barrier, and we'll be all set. But don't forget, Kurzweil had talked about the day when we will have nanobots that'll connect our brains to the internet and make us part of the cloud. Eventually, we'll be able to upload and download our consciousness and wheel out Nana at Christmas time as we download our newest update into her avatar. It's very disturbing to me. I think we're going to go down that path a little bit more. So, we had dug into, I believe on Thursday, Regina Duggan, now over at Facebook. Facebook is rolling out their new Oculus Rift goggles. And I think we read that two of the things that she was going to be focusing on was not only the virtual reality, because we figured, big goggly things next to your eyeballs that are direct connect to your brain. Figured DARPA had to be in there somewhere. Yes, he is. So we have the Oculus Rift, and Regina Duggan is going to focus on virtual reality as well as artificial intelligence. Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, they all have massive AI programs going on right now. So this was absolutely perfect for her. And one of her big pushes has always been wearable computing. Now, Regina Duggan, working over at DARPA, it's interesting to note that one of the big wearable computing pushes they had over at DARPA in the beginning, where they had been working with Intel, and I don't remember the name of the processor, but there's a new processor that Intel has, and we've talked about it before, was the demonstration for it was done with the lady with the spider dress at the Consumer Electronics Show. You can search that on YouTube. I'm sure you'll find it, spider dress. And what was interesting is that the chip that Intel was demoing as a part of that Consumer Electronics Show was a processor that actually sensed the human's emotions and was able to react to biological, what's the word I'm looking for? Biological cues or clues based upon your stress level, your heart rate, right? We were talking about all these biometrics and kind of the next generation of the Fitbit being able to determine what's going on inside, what kind of brain chemicals are being pushed just by being able to detect vital signs and see where they are on a chart. Now, this Intel processor at the time had showed when the model had gotten stressed or felt like she was being threatened by some outside force, the spiders that had their legs all curled up on her shoulders reacted by sticking their legs out. And one of the amazing things, and I'd read a few stories about that whole situation, is part of this was being built, this chip was being built to help the military. In regards to the battlefield, there's this whole big project going on, the Super Soldier Project, where not only are they going to build them these Iron Man suits, that'll be able to give them all these quote unquote superpowers, but they're also working on being able to control the brain chemicals in the brain. So when they can detect that the soldier is feeling duress, stress, anxiety, they'll be able to push a few buttons and manipulate those brain chemicals so the soldier no longer would feel anxious walking into a large